Track 12. Henry's Harumph. Henry is complaining again, I'm afraid. Tony is going to explain brolyphobia to us.
I am brolyphobic. I hate umbrellas. Other people's brollies get poked in your eyes or drip down the back of your neck. Russian spies use them to kill enemies. Your own brolly turns inside out in the wind, leaves half your body in the rain, and is determined to lose itself. It escapes from your ownership in shops, cinemas, and libraries. It's amazing how easy it is to lose an umbrella. On one occasion, I was on an internal flight in the Philippines, where it seemed to rain heavily on most days. I was flying from wet Manila to an even wetter Iloilo, and at the Manila airport, the security staff confiscated my umbrella on the grounds that it was a potential offensive weapon. And then I saw them put it in a huge container full of seized umbrellas, because every sensible passenger didn't want a soaking at either end of the journey. I strongly suspect that the staff were making a nice little income from selling second-hand umbrellas, perhaps to arriving passengers who'd had their brollies taken away before they boarded. The brolly is, of course, part of the Englishman's identity kit. Strolling to work in the City of London in suit, bowler hat and furled black brolly. I heard from a Saudi friend that he was working in the desert with an Englishman who still would not be parted from his black brolly. When asked why he was carrying it, he claimed it was a trick he had learned in London. If you carry an umbrella, it won't rain. My Saudi friend observed that he had heard that mad dogs and Englishmen got out in the midday sun, but Noel Card hadn't added that they do this while carrying an umbrella. When they get into the pictures, umbrellas can be really undesirable. Think of the ghastly scenes of Gene Kelly singing in the rain. I had to leave the cinema. And don't start me on Les Parapluies de Cherbourg. They say that opening an umbrella indoors brings bad luck. You're going to ask why anyone would want to open an umbrella indoors, but I have an answer. Many years ago, I was working in Burma in a very, very old building whose roof leaked. We had some expensive computers with us, so we placed an open umbrella over every computer to keep them safe. It really puzzled visitors and did not seem to bring us any bad luck. Perhaps a leaky roof changes the equation. Anyway, I'd better stop there. It's clouding over and beginning to spit. Where did I put my umbrella?
Thank you, Tony. I recall that 2 months ago, Henry was complaining about the never-ending Anglia Square saga. At the time, it looked as if the saga might have ended, as construction was due to start imminently. A few months later, and local residents are up in arms, as there's no sign of anything happening. Sir Henry may have been right in believing that this saga will never end.